Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights intensifies efforts to free 29 Chingwizi villagers arrested for alleged public violence last week.
The South African Cabinet approves a new program for Zimbabweans working and living in South Africa.
All of us were agreeing that the reasons why all these Zimbabweans are here, over 275,000 that were issued with this permit 4 years ago, is simply because our economy is not in a position to accommodate everyone.
And the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit has ended in Washington, D.C., with African leaders resolving to empower youth, boost food security, curb Ebola, and promote good governance.
The last session that we had on good governance emphasized that good governance means everybody has a voice, that government is transparent and thereby accountable.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it has intensified its bid to have 29 Chingwizi villagers arrested for alleged public violence freed from detention after filing a bail application. The human rights body has raised serious concern with the continued detention of the 29, who include an 84-year-old man, two teenagers and a toddler. There is also a growing concern for the well-being of other villagers who are said to have gone for a week without accessing their antiretroviral drugs. Another detainee, Colin Tandare, who is a single parent, is also said to have left two children, including one under the age of 2 years, unattended and have reportedly gone missing. Lawyer Colin Maboke tells the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Chiredzi magistrate Tayengwa Chibanda will deliver his judgment Friday.
The matter was rolled over today for the ruling. Unfortunately, the court did not rule in our favor. We then proceeded to apply for a bail on behalf of the 29, indicating that the 29 are the good candidates for bail. The reason being that there are people of six abroad, their residence is in Chingwizi, where they have been placed by the government. Secondly, it was their first time to be involved in an act of violence, which is not yet been proved at the end of the court. And at the same time, we also argued to the court that if they are to be released on bail, they will not interfere with evidence or with the investigations, which is being alleged by the state that it is underway. So the court postponed the matter to tomorrow for the bail ruling.
We understand that there is a very old man who was also detained, and one of the persons detained left minors unaccompanied. Can you tell us more about these two cases?
It is true. If this guy is 84 years, he's a very, very old man. He cannot even walk alone without a walkie-stick. And it's very difficult for him to say that old man participated in any act of violence. And at the same time, it is true that there's a woman who is a single woman who left a 3-year-old child in custody. So far as we speak right now, she's not even aware of the whereabouts of the child.
And that was lawyer Colin Baboke speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Chiredzi.